radio mobile.
N4ZLK mobile.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. Got about 4 to 4 degrees out here. We're just getting ready to head over to Spartanburg, Sam's and Costco's. I just went down and had my teeth cleaned. And that's torture. I hate that salt blaster. I call them a sandblaster. I told her it was like going back to survival school or something. Wow, that thing stings.
Not too fun, is it? Guess we got to get it done, though. Well, hello, Miss Bernice, if she's in the car with you. And yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. I'm over here in Easley. Got to go to two places in Easley and one place in Liberty today. Left, still. I've already delivered two or three other places.
Oh, you can stop by and visit with Chris over there, by golly. Here's somebody else.
Hi, Shane.
That's third-party traffic, my War Department.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Chris is, and Liberty kind of has covers a large area, so where I'm headed is right next to the Pickens County Airport. In fact, you turn into the same entrance, and then there's a business right there.
I didn't notice that, I never knew that they had a Pickens County Airport. Oh, this big truck just went by, and one of those, looks like Strange Brothers trucks, and he's pulling a trailer. As he went by this mailbox, Shane, it sucked the mailbox open.
That's pretty close. And glad he didn't hit it. But yeah, Pickens County Airport is actually a very nice looking airport, very well kept. I don't know how busy it is, but I think just about every county has at least one landing strip that they call an airport. But this one's a nice one.
Neat. The prettiest one I've seen around here, just for little bitty ones, is we got one just north of us, and then there's another one that Dave Watson told me about, and they land those ultralights that come flying over us quite a bit. It's just east of our house a ways. Boy, that's a beautiful area out there. We're just passing the Greer High School out here by the golf course. I can't see nothing ahead. I mean, this stupid truck's blocking everything. It's huge.
Don't talk too bad about him. He's probably got a job to do.
That's true. And there's some other guys here, and they're, I don't know what they're doing. Oh, putting grass down out around the controllers around the stoplights. Yeah, there's a... I don't know what they call it now. They got the sign down. It's the Greer Golf Course, though, out here on Gap Creek Road. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some guys out there playing golf. You see them out there when it's 100 degrees. I don't know why they can't when it's 40. Well, you got a pretty good run today, then. That's quite a ways over there to Liberty by where Chris lives. He lives out in the boondocks.
Roger that. I don't have to go there. I'm 93, goes out of Easley and just straight down, almost right into downtown Liberty. And then I think it's 178 that crosses there. Take a right. If I took that all the way, if I stayed on 178, it would take you back into Pickens. But I don't know, a couple miles on 178, and I'll be at the airport there where my delivery stop is.
Well, I thought I had a new country last night, Shane. I got a card, and I didn't even remember putting in for it. Jarvis Island, and I worked them on four bands, and it's out in Micronesia. I got to reading the card, and it said something about it ought to be a country. I don't know if it is or not. I was hoping I got another one, which is kind of hard to do when you get a few of them under your belt like I got. But I was happy about that. There wasn't much on. There's so much of that FTH stuff on QRZ now. I know the frequency, so I know about where they're at. It's just above CW most of the time. And, but guys, those guys post that stuff, and it's just one after another, FT8 and FT4 and all that stuff. It's gone to the dogs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I listened around a little bit, and the band seemed pretty dead. And I usually check DX Summit, and occasionally I'll check QRZ, but it's the same. You know, I see the same thing on there, and I try to filter out digital. A lot of times I'll only have CW on there, but it doesn't seem to filter very well. So I get notified anyway, or it shows up on the screen anyway. So I just quit filtering it. But anyway, Tom, it's nice to hear you today and talk to you. I'm just about not far from my next stop. I need to find. I've been to the building, but there's several docks, and I got to find the right one. So I will let you go, and you guys be careful. Have a good day. And 0TR and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, and I find you're exactly right on that DX Summit. By the way, last night on 30 meters, there's another de-expedition, the Marquesas Islands. You probably don't have them, so look for them. I think it's Tango X-Ray 7 November, so you might keep an eye out. They'll be there a while. It's a large team of, I think, French guys. And I met another really nice fellow this morning, W1RPG, Rocket Propelled Grenades. And I shouldn't say that, but that's how I can remember it easily. When you get my age, you got to put a mnemonic in there. Anyways, seemed like a great guy. Take care, and we'll catch you later. We'll be on the road for a while. This is NZRTR Cliff.